Good morning. It's Stephen Avery here from the RSPCB. Are you the owner of the shop?
I'm not, no. I'll pass it on.
Right, well, don't keep me waiting.
Stephen? Hello?
Hello, is that the shop?
It is indeed.
Yes, hello. It's Stephen Avery here from the RSPCB in Loughwinnock.
Hi.
Hello. We have footage of you knocking down a rare spotted flycatcher in a marked shop van.
I beg your pardon, it's only myself who drives the van and I have not knocked anything down that I am certainly aware of.
Well, I think you'll find you have. We've got live footage of you, madam. These accidents do happen, right? Birds get hit, animals get hurt. I appreciate that. The fact was, this was a rare bird. It was a spotted flycatcher. Are you familiar with the spotted flycatcher?
I'm actually at my place of work just now and I'm...
Yes, the Woodlands Trust want to take legal action.
I'm totally baffled.
Well, you shouldn't be baffled, madam, because I think you know what's going on. You're just in denial.
Sorry.
You've upset the children.
I haven't hit anything.
You hit a spotted flycatcher. This is a rare bird. There's 10 of them in the United Kingdom. 10 of them. There's now 9.
I would never harm an animal.
No, I'm sure you didn't do it on purpose, madam, but you've definitely done it. We have footage of it, and I think you know you've done it because you wouldn't be acting in such a manner if you hadn't.
I'm shaking like a leaf.
Why would you be shaking like a leaf if you're innocent?
Because you're making me feel as if I've done something wrong.
Do you
wrong.
Feel guilty?
Yeah.
See, the problem with these rare spotted flycatchers is if you do hit them, sometimes they're stunned. If you'd reported it at the time, we might have been able to save the bird, but by the time we got to it, it was too late.
If I have done that, I can only apologise, because I definitely...
That's all we wanted, madam. We just wanted...
Anyone who knows me would know that I would be on the roadside giving them CPR. I would never, ever hurt an animal.
I don't think that would work, madam. Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation with a spotted flycatcher is not going to work. Please don't laugh, because it's not funny.
So what do I do?
We're just looking for an apology.
But I can't apologise if I've not done anything wrong.
Accidentally.
Even a wee accident.
It's not an animal. It's a bird.
Which is an animal.
Please don't get... No, it's not. A bird's not an animal. I hate that. People come in here, ignorant people turn up here at our centre and think that birds are not animals.
Well, I'm sorry that you've got so upset over it. If we can just leave the matter here.
You have a flower shop, is that right?
Yes, I've got a flower shop, yeah.
I think maybe we could have some sort of compromise, maybe if you were to get a wreath for the bird.
A wreath for the bird?
I've had to feed its young.
Right.
I've had to put worms in my mouth.
Now I know it's a wind-up. Who is this?
Flap my arms.
Can you do it?
I've had to hum the birdie song, you know, while I'm feeding its young.
Is this George Bowie?
I'm afraid it is George Bowie, and I'm afraid Sarah set you up hook, line and sinker.
She's not my sister anymore.
She said if you get my sister, she will so buy this, because she thought she might have hit a pigeon one day.
Oh, did she tell you that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm an animal lover. I bring my work, my
she
dog
said
to work
that.
Me every day. Like, because the police actually circled my shop.
I genuinely thought I was getting...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, you can tell Sarah that she's won £100 cash, so tell her to take a bow.
Thank you very much.
Lovely speaking to you, Kirsty. Take care.
Bye.